Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabein, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 29 found in Grade 8, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 29 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 12 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 29. In this question, the student is given a diagram and is asked to find the measure of angle 1 and explain how the answer was determined. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response is 45 degrees. The explanation states that angle 1 and angle 3 are congruent because they are corresponding angles. Angle 3 and the 135-degree angle are supplementary, so 180 minus 135 equals 45 degrees, which is the measure of angle 3. Therefore, angle 1 is 45 degrees since it is congruent to angle 3. Any other valid response would also be accepted. Please also note that degrees can be indicated by spelling out the word or by using a degrees sign. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We've found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 14. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. The student has provided the correct answer of 45 degrees. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. The answer provided is correct, and the explanation correctly states that 135 is subtracted from 180 to get 45. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 1 response. The answer provided is correct, however, the explanation does not sufficiently demonstrate the supplementary relationship of the angles. This paper is an example of scoring policy number 1, which states that if the question does not specifically direct students to show their work, none of the work shown may be scored. The fourth guide paper is also a score point 1. In this response, the correct answer is provided. However, the explanation includes an incorrect mathematical statement. 180 is subtracted from 135, instead of the other way around. This error prevents the response from receiving the maximum score. Let's review the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 0. In this response, the answer is correct. However, the student has arrived at that answer through an incorrect procedure of subtracting 90 from 135. The sixth and last guide paper for this question is another score point 0. Both the answer and the explanation are incorrect, so this response receives no credit. Please take a moment to review these six papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 29, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may also wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 29. then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the Range Finding Committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 6. A correct answer is provided, and although angle 5 and the 135-degree angle are not identified as corresponding angles, they are correctly identified as being equal. In addition, the explanation correctly identifies the supplementary relationship of the angles. Therefore, this paper earns a score point 2. Next is practice set 7. In this paper, the correct answer is arrived at through an obviously incorrect procedure. Since the figure is not drawn to scale, measuring the angle with a protractor constitutes an incorrect procedure. This response receives a score point 0. Let's move on to practice set 8. In this response, the correct answer of 45 degrees is provided, and the explanation demonstrates a thorough understanding of supplementary angles. This response earns a score point 2. In practice set 9, we find a partially correct response. The answer provided is incorrect. However, the explanation describes a sound mathematical procedure and demonstrates an understanding of supplementary angles. The incorrect mathematical statement of subtracting 180 from 135 in the explanation does not detract from a partial understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Therefore, this response receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 10. In this response, the student has provided the correct answer of 45 degrees. In addition, the diagram contains a mathematically sound procedure for finding supplementary angles. Although this is not a show your work question, we can look at the diagram because it is expressly referred to in the student's explanation. This is an example of scoring policy number 9, which states that work shown elsewhere on a page with ruled lines may be considered and scored if the student indicates the work is part of the answer. This complete and correct response earns a score point 2. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.